eyes moving rapidly. Jeff is sleeping soundly in my dream, his eyes active behind closed lids, which means that he too is dreaming, a dream within a dream. His old Dalmatian dog, Bum, shifts position beside him, restless, ready to go, though he's been gone for 20 years outside the dream. I'm in a chair as day breaks, looking out the window over a large body of water, Lake Michigan, when I suddenly notice a vintage sailing ship come into view, its hull as dazzling white as its sails, then quickly awaken Jeff, who catches a glimpse before the schooner is enveloped by a cloud, only the tip of its mast protruding. I explain that I have to leave in order to be at the pier when the vessel arrives to secure the mooring lines, one of my actual jobs as a longshoreman at the Port of Milwaukee. He nods, having also worked there long ago. On a camping trip in Canada, where he lives, Jeff and I spoke one morning of the dreams we'd had the night before of our dead fathers. Jeff playing baseball with Bob, me flying over forests and lakes with Dad, just us in swimsuits, no airplane, arms outstretched, fingertips nearly touching. I'll be happy to meet him there again anytime. I put my overalls on. Bum looks at me quizzically. If I wake up, what will become of that brilliant white ship? Jeff rolls over and falls back asleep. If you look closely, you'll see his eyes moving rapidly.